Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Sometime soon in Massachusetts, you may be able to walk into a local establishment, ask for a marijuana product, and then consume it right there, the same as you might do with an alcoholic beverage. As it begins establishing policies for the sales of recreational pot, the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission has just agreed to that so-called cafe concept. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
Other states with legalized recreational marijuana have, for the most part, allowed the equivalent of package stores, retail dispensaries where customers can purchase marijuana and marijuana products that must be taken home or to a friend's residence to be consumed. Such dispensaries will exist in Massachusetts as well, but the Cannabis Control Commission says it intends to license businesses like cannabis cafes, where just like a bar, a customer can purchase marijuana and use it right there.
The idea of on-site consumption is that people who are using cannabis would have a legal place to do it other than their own home.
Commissioner Shalene Tidal authored the policy, which the entire five-member commission unanimously accepted. State law prohibits marijuana use in public, but allows the commission to license on-premises establishments. Tidal says establishments can provide modeling for responsible cannabis use.
I think that with cannabis use having been so underground as part of prohibition, it was something that had to be kept secret. And as a result, there wasn't as much opportunity for education and awareness and sharing information about responsible use. So that's the part I'm excited about.
Training will be required for marijuana servers, much like what bartenders and servers in bars and restaurants that offer alcohol already must undergo. It focuses on helping them identify customers who are too intoxicated to be served more. The commission also agreed that businesses licensed to serve cannabis should not be allowed to serve alcohol.
This is a day that we should remember for a very long time here in Massachusetts around cannabis.
Cannabis proponents like Michael LaTulip are pleased with the prospect of on-premises cannabis businesses. LaTulip is a registered medical marijuana user and a member of the state's Cannabis Advisory Board.
There'll be a variety of access points for adult consumers beyond the traditional package store model. So it's transformative across the board. I think we'll be the first state in the country to offer this. So essentially, we will have in place a regulated, safe, and controlled system by which to consume cannabis on-site in legal businesses.
Cannabis cafes aren't the only types of businesses to be licensed. For example, spas will be able to apply for a license so that a massage therapist can offer cannabinoid-infused lotions as part of treatment. Public safety officials still have concerns. Walpole Police Chief John Carmichael is another member of the Cannabis Advisory Board. He says it's important regulations are put in place to prevent operating under the influence.
Now, really, my role as a public safety official is to make sure that whatever those regulations are, that public health and public safety are kept at the forefront and that we make sure that this is done in the safest way possible.
The Cannabis Control Commission will spend the rest of this week discussing additional policies and will vote on draft regulations at the end of next week. Those regulations will have to be finalized by mid-March, with marijuana businesses allowed to open on July 1st. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.